John, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you.
So, John, why did you decide that you'd like to see a cardiac first responders group established in Sneem?
Okay, well, we relocated to Ireland 3 years ago, and we chose Sneem itself, not only for its beauty, but its vibrant location. But with that, the reality of living in a rural area is ambulances can only be in one place, one location at any one time. We're lucky that we've got a backup service with the fire service, but again, same situation is with the fire service. Anybody in any service can only be in the, as and when it's called for, in one location. So presented with this reality, the opportunity became quite obvious to me to strengthen the local community by setting up a first responders team.
Fantastic. No, it's a great idea. And I know we've heard lots of stories here on Radio Kerry recently, in the last couple of months or so in particular, about the benefits of people knowing CPR and how these type of groups can help save lives. So as you mentioned, you know, especially when you're located in a rural area, John, it's really vital that these kind of groups are located in every part of Kerry, isn't it? So that everyone has access to, I suppose, that immediate healthcare when they need it.
It is. And the big thing that I want to do, we are very lucky in the Sneem area that we've got defibrillators dotted around. However, it's like anything, we can have the equipment, but if people aren't aware how to use it or have got the confidence or comfortable with using an item, then it's pointless it being there. So what we want to do as first responders is not only do our job as such, but to hold training events to give the community that opportunity to just become realistic with themselves and say, have I got the confidence to actually take this? And it sounds bizarre, but to actually shock somebody and bring them back to life. Now, the reality is that not a lot of people are comfortable with that. So if we can give the training to the local community, that's just a massive bonus. And when you look at the amount of tourists that we get coming through the Ring of Kerry itself, we've not only got the local community to look after and be responsible for, but we've got our outreach to the people that come to see us.
Yeah, you certainly do. That's a very good point, because obviously it is a very popular area as well. And obviously, I suppose throughout all parts of Kerry, really during the summer, we see an influx of people visiting, which is obviously fantastic. But I suppose it puts pressure on the different services then as well that, you know, that are located in these parts. And John, I know that you are looking for volunteers as well to get involved. Is there any kind of certain criteria in terms of who can become a volunteer?
Literally have that willpower to become involved. So we're looking for an age demographic as such, as in, are you old enough to pick up a defibrillator and understand how to use it? So somebody from the early 20s to somebody through to whatever age, it doesn't matter. The big criteria is, are you responsible to basically get involved? There's an open evening tomorrow night at Sneem Hotel. That's Wednesday at 7 p.m. And what we're going to do there is give an understanding to the local community of, this is what we do, this is what we're looking for, and this is what you yourself will be involved with. And it's not a case of just, you know, do you want to be involved? But people might turn around and say, that's not for me, but I'm prepared to fundraise. So they are involved, if that makes sense.
It certainly does, because there's more than one role to play, obviously, within this group. And as you said, if you're not comfortable maybe being on that front line, there is important work you can do, because obviously raising funds helps the group stay on the road, and it is a really important part of it as well, John.
It is. One lady contacted and said, look, my husband's a fireman. I can't go out on calls because he'd be out on the same call more than likely, or could be called out on another call. I've got a young family. What can I do? Now, that to me is just a golden gift, because she's turned around and she's going to do all the admin. Well, come on, isn't that fantastic?
It certainly is. That's fantastic to hear. And it's great to see that people are so willing to get on board. It sounds like you're getting a good response from the local community, from, I suppose, the feelers you've put out so far, and the fact that you're hoping to set up the group.
Well, the response has been amazing. It actually took me by surprise. The Tuesday after the bank holiday that we've just had, is which point I use this the starting point to start bringing this to the fore as far as the community is concerned, saying this is coming to the community. Is anybody interested? Within the first 4 days, by Friday, 12 people had stood forward and said, I'm interested. So we need 6 people. Out of that 12, we've gone, I think by tomorrow night, we should have about 20 people. So Isn't that absolutely brilliant? Because it gives us the opportunity to not exhaust our resources as well.
It certainly does. It's great to have such an interest in such a big team, I suppose, as well, because it is such important and life-saving work that you will be doing. You mentioned the training earlier on. What kind of training does a first responder volunteer get, and maybe who provides it, John?
Okay, what we're doing is there's numerous models out there, but the one I've chosen is the Kenmare first responders model as such. So I've done my training with the guys in Kenmare. Sorry, I say Kenmare, it's Killarney itself. There is a first responders in Kenmare that have done exactly what I'm setting up with the guys in Killarney. So we're using their training modules, and what the training actually, or what the first responders will be taught, is how to deal with strokes, heart attacks and choking. So you can imagine if you're a mum there and your one-year-old, two-year-old is choking, what do you do? And you're waiting for an emergency service to arrive. If we've got a local responder that can be there in anything from 5 to 15 minutes, you've got that opportunity to save that life.
Absolutely. It's fantastic work, and it's great to see that so many people want to get involved as well. You mentioned there cardiac arrest and choking incidents. I think stroke and chest pain as well. It's those type of calls that you would be tasked to, isn't it, John, in the locality?
It is, and they're very common. Choking, strokes and heart attack are one of those that impact everybody. And it's a first early morning surprise that can hit anybody where they've slept all night, they've woke up, and the reality is they go to get out of bed and their heart literally just go into a breakdown scenario. You're impacted with a heart attack, or you wake up and you find your partner beside you struggling to actually breathe. So first thing in the morning seems to be a peak point during events. So we've had local hotels come to us and say, we have huge events here and we have situations where people do need cardiac response. So it's any scenario that can affect people at any time.
And it's amazing, isn't it, John? Because obviously those people who become volunteers and who go out to these calls, as you mentioned, you will be trained to a very high standard. And I know you'll be working with the Killarney Cardiac Response Unit. And I think it all ties back to the National Ambulance Service as well. And you work together, I suppose, to give that life-saving care immediately, because you're obviously closer located as the ambulance is starting to arrive. So it's a fantastic skill to have, and it's a fantastic skill to be able to bring into your local community.
You're spot on, because at the end of the day, we also carry radios that give us that link to the National Ambulance Service, so we can give an immediate update of when we arrive. They can also support us by giving us advice over the radio, and they can also give us advice of the estimated time of arrival, the ETA of the ambulance crew itself. So we could get there and say the person's appearing to be fine, however, this is my concerns. They can say, okay, that's fine. The ambulance is still coming. The ambulance hasn't been stood down for obvious reasons. And we can give that reassurance to the person as well, which gives reassurance to the family, as in, yes, you appear to be fine, but the proper paramedics are coming that will give you 100% check over, and where required, in most cases, you'll be transported to hospital for further checks.
And John, you mentioned the response earlier on. Were you surprised with how interested locals were, I suppose, about getting involved in this cardiac response group?
Surprised, yes, but overwhelmed and pleased, to say the least, because it shows Sneem as a community does what Sneem does best. It bonds and basically looks after its own and the local community. As I said at the beginning, it's a vibrant location, but when Sneem needs to look after itself, it does it well.
That's fantastic to hear. And I know you mentioned the open evening tomorrow. Just remind us of the details. And if anyone maybe can't make that event, how else can they get involved?
Okay, so tomorrow night, that's Wednesday at 7 p.m. Sneem Hotel, there's an open meeting. And the guys from Killarney First Responders are coming down to give a full oversight of what First Response does. You're going to meet myself, and I will basically tell you what we are setting up in Sneem. If you can't make the meeting, please feel free. Give me a call on 085 881 0922. Now, that might not be a case of I want to be a first responder, but we need funds. And I'm not shy in asking for that either. We need money to basically kit ourselves out and buy the defibrillators and all the equipment. You might turn around and say, I'm prepared to get involved in raising funds, or I'm going to make a donation through my business. It's any type of support that anybody can do. Please just give me a call or come along tomorrow night.
Absolutely. Well, look, it sounds great, and it's great to see that there's such great interest locally in Sneem for it. But John, thanks so much for taking the time to talk us through your plans to establish a cardiac first responders team in Sneem.
Excellent. Thanks, Amber.